Hey friends, I hope you're having a great Tuesday. We are continuing on in the book of 1 Peter. We're in chapter 2 today, and he talks about several things here. He talks about how Christians should act. He talks about Jesus being the cornerstone that was rejected. He talks about living godly in a pagan society. Boy, that sounds like our society today, doesn't it? A pagan society. We're getting there closer. I just want to point out a few things for you today, and I think he hits the nail on the head when he starts talking, Peter does, at the very beginning of chapter 2. He starts talking about spiritual maturity right away, and then he revisits this a couple other times. So it's a really cool thing here. He tells us what not to do. He tells us what to do when others do this to us as well. So let's look at the first part of this. He says, therefore, rid yourselves. That means get rid of it, right? Rid yourselves of all, think to yourself all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up. What does grow up mean? It means to mature in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So let's look at these first three verses here. He says, get rid of malice. What is malice? Well, I got a little help from my dictionary to get some good definitions here. Malice is to desire to cause pain, injury, or distress to others. And Peter is saying, get rid of all malice. Don't even have the desire to hurt others. And we're not just talking about physical hurt. Peter's talking about any kind of pain that you desire to cause for others. So if you're a maturing Christian, then you will lose the desire to hurt others. He says, get rid of all deceit. Well, what's deceit? It's simply misrepresenting the truth. It's taking what is true and it's twisting it. He says, get rid of all hypocrisy. Quit saying you're something and then your actions can contradict what you're saying or who you're saying you are. He says, get rid of all envy. Envy is when people covet someone else's success or someone else's possessions or someone else's place in life. He says, you shouldn't have that if you're a follower of Christ. And he says, get rid of all slander. And slander is to charge someone falsely or to misrepresent someone in order to try to hurt their reputation. He said, get rid of all of these so that you may grow up, so that you may be mature in your faith. So he says, starting out chapter 2, you should not do these things because this is not what a follower of Christ does. And then he says, if you jump down to verse 12, he says this. He says, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So that's that whole living above reproach thing, living in such a way that even when people show malice or deceit or envy or slander towards you, that when God returns, they will be able to see that and to glorify God. In verse 15, it said, for it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. So how are we to fight against when we are slandered, when people show these behaviors that Peter said are not what growing Christians do? What are we supposed to do about it? Well, the first thing it told us is live such a good life that if they say something, nobody's going to believe it. And then it says in verse 23 that we're to do what Jesus did. What did Jesus do when he was falsely accused? What did Jesus do when he was slandered, when malice was shown towards him? Well, here's what he did. Verse 23, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. You know, I think that Peter comes full circle here in chapter 2 saying, don't do these things. You're not spiritually maturing if you're doing these things. And when other people do these things to you, take on the attitude of Jesus. Jesus didn't retaliate. Jesus didn't just get back at them. I know that that's often what we initially want to do, is to make someone else hurt for trying to hurt us or for hurting us. It says Jesus made no threats. You know, Jesus could have threatened all kinds of things when he was being accused of things, the sinless Savior. And he entrusted God to be the judge. So when people say things about you, and if you're walking with Christ, people are going to say things about you. People are going to make things up. People are going to show malice, and they're going to slander you. But live in such a way that even if they accuse you, nobody is going to believe it. I'll be back with you tomorrow with chapter 3 of 1 Peter.